This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can call in and talk about anything that you want here on this live Tuesday night edition. It is Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Johnson.
We have been going through this article from the New York Times. It's, I guess, an opinion piece. And, you know, basically the premise here is that, well, if you use the term government school, and more or less, if you fear government getting larger, you're basically a racist. And the fact It's not that people believe this, because I know they do. I know that it's the easiest common denominator to toss out there. It's that the New York Times would publish it. That's what bothers me the most here. Yes, this is a fine historical piece if you want to connect the dots on some issue, but it could be done just as well. Like, there's no way the New York Times is going to put together some article that says, well, if you're a Democrat, you're a racist because of all these historical things that Democrats have done that have been racist.
So he's gone back into sort of historical examples around the times when the government schools were created, right, back in the 1800s.
Well, and as early at this point as
the 30s.
You know, the 30s
as well. And is saying that, oh, well, this guy who was a Christian at the time was against government schools. I'm not sure how some Christian being against government schools is tantamount to being racist.
Oh, yeah. The case isn't even good.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard to really kind of follow what he's been saying because it's just, I don't know, maybe it's the writing style or whatever. It's just, it seems real kind of complicated, overly complicated for what it is he's trying to say. I mean, just because even if you can find somebody who was a racist from 1885 or whatever who said, well, you know, these darn government schools are helping this race that I don't agree with or whatever, that doesn't mean that everybody today who's against government schools is a racist. I mean,
Find people today that are against government schools that are racist and make an article about them?
You probably can find them, but I can tell you this, that we're doing this show from New Hampshire, in Keene, New Hampshire, which is probably one of the whitest places in the world. And, you know, that's in my opinion, one of the downsides about New Hampshire is there's not much diversity up here, but it is what it is. And I'm against the government schools here, but there aren't really any black people in the government schools here. I mean, there was apparently one black kid in the government schools, you know, generally per every few years or whatever here. I mean, it's not very many, maybe one to two maximum per grade level or whatever. And yeah, so if I'm against government schools and every kid in the government school is a white kid, does that mean that I'm a racist?
Well, yes, it says here in the New York Times.
Yeah,
This is the acceptable modern progressive opinion. And if you don't like it, you can't be modern or progressive. Sorry. Let's go to the phones. We've got Chad calling in. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, false ministers. How are you?
What's on your mind?
So I just want to talk about schools a little bit. Not necessarily that being against government school makes you racist, but you guys have gone off on some tangents regarding public schools sort of pushing statism and patriotism, that sort of thing. Statements that I agree with, but I had gone to both public and private school as a kid.
As have I, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So did you have the same experience you did, Mark, where the private school was more patriotic and vastly more authoritarian than the public school, and your right to not participate in the authoritarianism only existed in the public school? Because that was, like, my, you know, that's my sort of takeaway of the kind of experience I had going to Christian
school. I would say that everybody in the government school sort of went through a rote, you know, pledge thing. Like, you did the pledge in the private school and you did the pledge in the government school. But the government school, everybody's like, pledge allegiance to the whatever. And
exactly.
God, I'm dying here. You know, my life's a misery, and I'm in middle-class government day prison, you know, babysitting school here.
So what you're saying, the Christians were more ebullient? They were more interested in it?
More interested in it. And, you know, what a surprise. The kids from the families that are doing a little better or a little more excited about, you know, whatever they're doing. Yay! And
do you think that's it? Like, I don't know if I think that's it at all. It's more like they linked Christianity with patriotism.
They do that too.
Way.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't experience that in the school, but I've certainly seen good evidence of it, sort of later.
Like at churches?
Just, you know, during the Bush administration where.
At your Republican meetings? I mean, come on, man.
Well,
all that stuff is.
The Republicans love that stuff. I don't go to a lot of Republican meetings, but, yeah, they do love that stuff. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, nothing lonelier than being the only Republican sitting down when they're doing the pledge. There's no doubt about it. But and nobody wants to hear I'm a Quaker and I believe in that stuff. You know, my religious beliefs have nothing to do with it. And, you know, I suppose if you claim to be Amish, then somebody might let you go because Amish is better or something. I don't know. But I've seen there was some video called I can't remember what it was, but there were these Christian day camps that were basically saying prayers to George W. Bush cardboard
Jesus camp.
Jesus camp.
No, cardboard, I remember cutouts. That movie.
That was a great film.
Yeah, and that was very interesting. I didn't have that exact same experience, but you know, I wasn't questioning patriotism these days, and I question now just how patriotism, not whether it should exist, but basically what it should be. I think it is more patriotic to ask questions and question your government, and that the Founding Fathers would have found a pledge to be abhorrent and, frankly, you know, all kinds of genuflections surrounding the playing of the national anthem and all this stuff. I gave some proof on a previous show just a few nights ago, is that when I was a kid, you didn't have to put your hand over your heart when the national anthem played. But now it's put into the U.S. code that is a way to do it. It's a relatively new phenomenon. If you go look it up, it's like, I don't know, 2003 or something. And now you put your hand over your heart. Well, this is just because...
And you take your hat off, right?
Well, you always took your hat off.
Right.
But this is just because somebody didn't know what the hell they were doing, and they put their hand over their heart during the national anthem instead of the pledge, and then everybody else is like looking at them, you know, oh my God, that Starbelly Sneech has his hand over his heart. I better do it too because he can't be more patriotic than me.
And patriotic measuring contest.
Right. Yeah. And what I suggested is if I stood on one leg to honor the people, the amputees from the Iraq War, would people start standing on one leg too? I mean, how ridiculous does this get?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I think that we've got a sick form of patriotism, that's not patriotism anymore. It's jingoism or something.
But you're never going to win that argument. That's the argument I have with you guys in the past about, like, the definition of capitalism or socialism. Like, you're not able to win these wars. It only matters how people are defining it now.
Yes.
And I feel like, patriotism now is, like, very much linked with Christianity. And unfortunately, a lot of the private schools are religious. And I think that it's...
Yep.
I haven't seen any indication that religiousness isn't associated with authoritarianism. And just me as a kid who, you know, the later years of high school especially, I was very anti-patriotic. And when I was in private school, that was a huge problem. Like, spell-worthy, like, you're defying not only the school, but God and Jesus by not being patriotic, whereas in the public school, if my right
back
not
that
to
up?
Stand for the pledge.
Did you ever ask them to, hey, show me the verse?
Have you ever, like, talked to a Christian before? They don't care, man.
Well, I open up the phone lines, and they can call in here at 855-450-3733 and defend the linking of the state, of the United States government and Christianity together, because I don't understand. You may claim
America,
that the,
why is it so free?
What's that?
I said, if God didn't love America so much, why is it so free, Mark? It's so free because God loves it.
Then, like, why is it slipping down the world freedom charts?
I don't think they care. That's because of the progressive atheist liberals who have conquered the public schools.
Because of
the
Satanists.
Well, then why didn't God stop it?
For me, it's just, all I'm trying to point out is that I thought the anti-government school movements were very much associated with authoritarianism, statism, and patriotism when I was a kid. I don't know if it's different now.
That's an interesting observation. And having never gone to a Christian school before, I'd never really observed that. And I can tell you this one. I did go to Christian camp, and we never had a real patriot thing going on there, interestingly.
Chad, I've got some questions about this. Can you hold the line?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can also do as Chad did and call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. If Ian isn't here, I'm only taking one at a time, though. I don't know how to switch back and forth, so there you go. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
live.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And also Johnson.
Excellent. And we're going to get right back to Chad here, but I first want to tell you about hope.freetalklive.com. I'm doing some fundraising to help build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. They're working hard on it. They're getting the second floor done. That's going to be the final floor. We're hoping to we've done about half the fundraising up to this point. We're hoping next week to send off another round of funding. That's $3,000, and I need to raise about $600 more in order to meet that round. So if you would please, if you support, well, about 45 African orphans being able to have a place to sleep and take a shower so they can go to school in the morning rather than sleeping on a room with no power on the dirt floor head to toe like they currently are, well, then please go to hope.freetalklive.com. It's hope.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of options for donating there. Bitcoin, Dash, Ethereum, there's PayPal, and whatever your desire, we'll make it happen at hope.freetalklive.com. If you want to do something else, well, by God, email me at mark@freetalklive.com, and we will help
make it happen.
You out. Let's go back to Chad, who's calling in. And Chad was, he was making the point that he felt that private schools could at times be even more patriotic than government
schools. Like forced patriotism, where you said, Chad, that at a government school you would have had the right to not participate in the pledge, but at the private school, the Christian private school, they forced you to. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I've experienced that both ways.
Wow.
That's sort of the fascinating duality of governments are their power systems, which oppress people, but they also have to defend people's rights if they're public. Certain civil rights can't be taken away even by schools, and one of them is your ability not to say the pledge.
Yeah,
great point. It's interesting.
I think it is no doubt very interesting. What I heard, Chad, is sort of this the old sort of anarchist, no gods, no kings line that's in there. And although I think it is a it's edgy, right? Like it's got some bite to it, and some people can really get behind it. You know, I'm not a no gods kind of guy. Although Johnson, I'd say, certainly is. I just kind
just
of
just like everybody else. I just take it one cut further.
Yeah, right. And I think that, you know, look, I don't have a particular problem with people being atheists or whatever, you know, strong agnostic, whatever term one wishes to use. I just think that combining those two messages is counterproductive.
Combining the message of pro-state and God?
Well, anti-state and anti-God. Because
anti-God.
First off, you know, what's the point being an atheist or strong agnostic or whatever? Once you convince somebody of that, and it certainly can be done, then what have you done? Big deal. They've still got all their other prejudices lined up. You've just peeled one back. Whereas with libertarianism, if you don't, hammer home on the no gods part, you just hammer home on the no kings part, then, well, you know, the people can keep their religions, their closely held beliefs, if that's what they want to do, and you get the whole don't hit anybody unless they hit you first thing, which is extraordinarily powerful. So,
sure.
Please, Chad.
Yeah, I want to clarify. Yeah, well, I'm not going to. So you're putting some words in my mouth there, Minister Edge, because though I am an anarchist and an atheist, I didn't necessarily mean to conflate the two. I think you can definitely be an anarchist without being an atheist, though I personally can't reconcile that in my brain. Like, I understand that some people are able to sort of separate God from like biblical authority and that sort of thing, and like I just accept that, but I'm not one of them. I don't believe. So, like, that wasn't necessarily my point. My point was, in general, that I think that a lot of the anti-government, quote-unquote, culture, the private school culture is right-wing, and it's naturally authoritarian in a different way, and they really truly believe, because I remember this with my own father, like, going through his phase as a kid, like, he really believed that, like, the public schools hated America, wanted to destroy it, turn into a socialist hellhole full of liberal progressive pussies. I mean, sissies. And, you know, that was just the way that it was. So, like, I didn't even... for me, those things were just always sort of associated. I think private schools, in general, I see them as more authoritarian and more right-wing than I guess maybe libertarians do. But that's just my take.
Well, I buy that. You think your dad's wrong?
I mean, oh, my God, yeah. I mean, the idea that government schools are anti-patriotic or anti-state in any way is just silly. It's foolish. I mean, they're definitely extraordinarily pro-America, extraordinarily nationalist.
I guess the government schools are certainly nationalist. I'll give you that.
Except private schools.
What's that?
Oh, well, yeah, both. Both. I think both. But private schools, I think, are worse. It really does amplify because you can't escape it. It's not your right.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. I guess I have nothing to disagree with. Thanks for the call, Chad.
Well, Mark, you have always said that people shouldn't even put their kids in private schools, right? Like you said the best option is to homeschool or to unschool.
Well, I think that because... You know, your kid isn't going to be. People run schools because they're passionate about teaching kids, and they're passionate about teaching kids the things that they're passionate about teaching kids. Mm-hmm. And the chances are good, high, very high, that those things are not 100% aligned with the things that you're aligned with.
Probably right.
So, what's going to happen when you send them off to school? You're going to begin focusing on these things that...
You're letting someone else decide what's important.
Right. And I just can't let that go. And I really, really, really believe that, government schools are essentially middle-class welfare, babysitting day prisons. Mm. And by what that I mean is that it's middle-class welfare, not lower-class welfare. Because middle class, so the majority of people are sending their kids to government school. Babysitting, because that's what their job is, to send kids around, make ring bells, and make them do certain things at certain times. And they might learn, I'll be generous, an hour and a half a day. The rest of the time is just busy work. Day prisons, they can't leave. They have no authority to decide when they're going to go outside, when they're going to use the bathroom, when they're going to do those things. I'm not looking for that for my kid. I want him to have autonomy to, understand his responsibility for his own self-education. And those are things that I talk to him about on a regular basis. And, you know, I don't think he learns throughout the day through a variety of things. And we just don't need these antiquated day prisons like we have.
Well, right.
Now.
I mean, you've pointed out the private schools are just kind of trying to ape the government schools, but do a better job, right? Like
they do have classes,
and they have bigger, they have the big campuses and the gym and the cafeteria, and they do it more efficiently. They do it better, but it's still that same model of top down, we're in control, authoritarian education.
My private school was essentially a better government school with prayer.
Mm.
That was the difference, and. I did better. I think the teachers focused on me and my education better in the private school. Going to the government school, by no means do I consider that to have been a good choice. I went from being on the dean's list, having a 3.8 or whatever GPA, down to failing a couple of courses in my freshman year from 8th to 9th grade.
Then to prison.
Yep. Well, did that too. Number is 855-450-3733.
Johnson's going to tell us about relationships coming up.
Are you making a commentary on his school, Arian?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live Tuesday edition. It is Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Johnson.
The number is 855-450-3733. Johnson, you had an article that really piqued my interest this evening. What is it?
So it's about the best age gap for relationship satisfaction.
That sounds good, right? Everybody wants the best relationship satisfaction. Those of us who haven't already entered into one might be able to use this information.
Sure.
Those of us who have can see what's wrong with ours.
And as we all know, I also like bringing in prep that will cause, you know, the co-hosts on the show to fight. Always good.
What's the age gap between you and your wife?
She is 2 years and 10 months older than I am.
Okay.
And what was the age gap between you and your former girlfriend?
17 years.
note it's former.
Well, let's see what this article has to say.
I dated a girl that was a young lady who was more than 10 years younger than me at one point, and I remember that girl. Yeah, she and I did not communicate as well as we could. Like, there was some intuitive communication that did not occur. Mm. And I would have to explain myself more thoroughly than I would normally, I think. Go ahead.
Well, this is from the psychology blog. Many people are attracted to a younger partner, but is it worth it in the long run?
They make for better pictures on the internet.
The best age gap for marital satisfaction is none at all, research finds.
Okay.
In the long run, couples who are mismatched in age tend to be less satisfied, even if they are better off at first, according to the research. Both men and women are initially particularly satisfied when they get a younger husband or wife. That is, the older one is particularly more satisfied.
I can see how that initial satisfaction might work.
Right. Professor Tara McKinnish, who co-authored the study, said, "We find that men who are married to younger wives are the most satisfied, and men who are married to older wives are the least satisfied. Women are also..."
Is that initially?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait. Well, just in general, I think.
Okay.
Women are also particularly dissatisfied when they're married to older husbands, and particularly satisfied if they're married to younger husbands. However, after around 6 to 10 years of marriage, this gap disappears. Professor McKinnish said, "Over time, the people who are married to a much older or younger spouse tend to have larger declines in marital satisfaction over time compared to those who are married to spouses who are similar in age. The researchers think this could be partly down to how they respond to money worries." Professor McKinnish said, "We looked at how couples respond..."
Money is supposed to be the number two reason relationships fall apart. Number
sex
one
being number one.
Being sex and
the lack of
dissatisfaction in that area.
We looked at
how it's lack, but just dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at how couples respond to negative shocks, and in particular, if they have a major bad economic shock or worsening if their household of their household finances. We find that when couples have a large age difference, that they tend to have a much larger decline in marital satisfaction when faced with an economic shock than couples that have a very small age difference. The more difference in people's ages, the more differing views they have on important issues like having children and spending habits.
I bet.
Over time, these are bound to create flashpoints in the relationship. And that's it. That's all this article has to say. So it's really, this is a sort of a discussion point.
So, I mean, it's going to take a personality type, would be my guess, to hook up older and younger.
Sure.
You know, at least older specifically, because, I mean, you can't hook up to an older person unless there's a person willing to hook up with a younger one. So, and I would say that the willingness to hook up with a younger person is probably more likely because they're attractive, right? Like, that's not a personality type. Unless you consider,
meaning it's easier to find people who are older willing to hook up with a younger person than vice versa.
Than vice versa,
a younger person,
right,
who's willing to do
so
this.
The younger person willing to hook up with the older person is probably, you know, got some mommy or daddy issues going on, right? And, you know, well, I can hook up with this older person. They've got money. I don't have to think about money anymore. A person not thinking about money is a person who is spending money because, you know, what's the responsibility here as far as money goes? This is obviously just broad strokes. There's certainly...
to me,
people who would disagree with it, but you know, where's the term sugar daddy come from?
Or sugar mama?
Or sugar mama? It's just like cougars. I don't want to take responsibility in this important area of life. I will turn it over to somebody who has more experience. And
but didn't you do that with your wife? And you're older than she is. I mean,
I am younger than my wife is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said that she was 2 years younger. Okay, so but didn't you do that with your wife, where you don't feel like you can responsibly handle money, so you've given it all to her?
I would say that she doesn't feel like I can responsibly handle money, too. That we have come to a marital agreement that, in fact, it is better if I acquire money and do not spend it, and that she, you know, puts her stamp of approval on all spending.
Doesn't that put you in the position of the younger, irresponsible person?
I would say that there's, you know, that there's...
You don't have to think about money. You go to her to beg for $20 to go to McDonald's.
It's true, I do. But she's in the position of having to... All the money she gets from me.
Uh-huh.
So that's not an... It's not an irresponsible position. It's a...
So you generate...
Well, you also had the agreement initially, though, that she was going to do all the child-rearing, correct? And that's arrangement seems to have changed somewhat.
What do you mean? I do the child rearing. I mean, she does.
Yeah,
child-rearing.
No, you do child rearing.
I do as much as I want.
You take care of Jack a lot. Okay,
just as much as I want.
So it's totally voluntary, essentially, is what you're saying. So
and he's much more interesting now that he's not a little potted plant.
plant.
Well, I mean, you know, they get older, they get more interesting.
Right.
And, you know, now he can talk and ask questions that I want to answer. Like I want to answer these questions.
Right.
That's a very interesting question, Jack, and I've got some thoughts on it. But first, I want to remind you, the best place to go for answers, because human beings are flawed and stupid, is Wikipedia. You know, use Google. It's your friend. And, you know, so I'll type it in.
Wikipedia is created by humans. Humans, yeah.
Well,
same thought there.
Agreed, but it's, you know, it's more
individual. Never trust an individual. Always trust a large organization, Jack.
No, I'm of the opinion that, you know, if you just ask somebody a question, you be prepared to get false information. The best thing to do is go online and do your research, come up with your own opinion. Mm. But I'm always happy to dig in, and I ask more questions than I give answers anyway. But, you know, he loves to ask questions, and we just kind of delve into things. So if he asks something I'm interested in, then, you know, by God, let's do it. If he's asking something about Super Mario Brothers, then, you know, figure it out on your own. I don't care.
You know? I mean, he'd be asking a game from, you know, some, you'd be more familiar with that than any of his peers.
No, I'm not at all, but for whatever reason, he and his little friend Darwin, you know, spend their time, you know, they chit-chat online about this particular game. I think they build...
Oh, it's the one where you can build the levels. Yeah, I saw that on the React show.
Oh, yeah,
have you seen this thing?
I've heard about it. I have not actually.
I forget what it's called, but it's like one of the newest Mario Brothers games, and they're letting the people build levels with the whatever Nintendo system that it's on. They can upload them onto the internet. So basically, it's a Mario game that never ends because you can always download new levels from all these geniuses, and some of them are insane, of course. Mm. You know, it's just insane difficulties.
They seem to make them for each other.
Make it hard to do a speed run.
Yeah, it would.
Well, they try to do that too. I don't know. I mean, I just hear a child toned guffaws and titters as they you know, have a good time, you know, doing that stuff, and they got to have some amount of screen time, but I don't like to, you know, like a whole bunch of it. So they, you know, they get a
he got to go outside.
Oh yeah, he has to go outside. I just told him today, get outside, jump up and down the trampoline. Which, of course, is the most dangerous thing that a house has.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
But
especially when you do the double jumps. Man, they were really dangerous then.
He runs around, like, doing giant steps and telling himself stories.
Fun. That's fun.
It's amazing how much energy he's got in there. If you could bottle that stuff, it'd be great.
I think we should rehash, though. There was, you know, a little bit of a tiff here about when we brought up the whole age difference thing that, you know, Ian, you were sort of...
We forgot to ask you, Johnson, what's the age gap between you and your girlfriend?
16 years.
16 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, you know, it's a...
And y'all been together for what, like half a year?
Almost a year now.
Almost
coming
a year.
Up.
Okay.
Pretty soon.
All right.
Cool. A month.
Good deal. Well, let's get to your point here.
Sure, yeah.
The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, if you have thoughts on relationships with large age gaps here on Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal. affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. Here on, well, a program that you can control. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Ian, can you tell us about the AMP program?
Sure can. Free Talk Live listeners like you can get behind this show for $5 a month or Bitcoin. So you can use PayPal or Bitcoin or credit card. And you can get behind the show to help us get on more radio stations around the country. So if you like what we do and you want to have more people all over the United States and around the world hearing the ideas of liberty, then please go to the AMP program and sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com.
What about Bitcoin Cash?
Not accepting Bitcoin Cash at this time.
What if they personally said that they would give you Bitcoin Cash?
You can contact me individually, and yeah, sure. I mean, we can work
something out
there.
I would assume it would have
there.
To be like a longer AMP, like for a year or something like that.
I don't know.
Some kind of bigger. So worth the processing
effort. I'm not going to turn it away if that's what somebody wants to do. I don't think that many people have Bitcoin Cash right now just because it's been a bit of a pain to break it out from the old Bitcoin. You've got to jump through some hoops in order to get your hands. I mean, if you have Bitcoin before the fork that happened last week, you have Bitcoin Cash, but do you have access to it is the question. Mm. And I would say a good portion of the people who have it don't yet actually have access to it, if you will, because there's still a bunch of wallets that have yet to implement the Bitcoin Cash as an option. But, yeah, I'm always happy to work with people. So, like the guy that called earlier about sending silver and whatever into the show, we've had people AMP with silver before, but it's, you know, it's hard for us to turn that into, like, a silver donation. Thank you.
Did they choose to opt for a silver amplifier level?
I don't recall. Different levels. Some people have handed me a – I remember people handing it, like, a stack of silver – coins at the Porcupine Freedom
Festival. This is for my amp.
A decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice folks. I don't know if I've ever sold any of that silver to actually amp.
Why would you?
But it's a very nice gesture, and I appreciate it. I'm certainly not going to turn it down. So, yeah, I wouldn't turn
just
down the Bitcoin
cash.
Just
look for the little bumps in Ian's backyard.
So, Johnson, this article claims that...
Cyblog.
Claims that essentially... After a period of time, that people who are closer in age generally make better couples. And strangely, your girlfriend is 16 years younger than you, and you bring this in. So I just thought
it was interesting because I hadn't actually read the entire article. I was just like, well, this looks relevant to my interests. Let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
And I also think that it's wise to be prepared for anything. Like, if there's research on this topic, well, obviously I'm in the... the pool of people who should be interested in
research. You should be paying attention,
right?
You
should be paying attention to
it. Just because it's generally true does not mean it will be specifically true
in all cases,
or if you're armed with that information.
Right.
And there's obviously
the reasons why that they come up with, and it's like, well, okay, if it's shock, economic shock, which is something that affects all relationships, it has nothing to do with relationships with major age differences, but okay, if that's an even greater sensitivity there, then something to be even more acutely aware of.
I'm going to come down on this, and I'm going to say that people who are looking for that older person, and there's one in every crowd, right? There's one that's looking for, the mommy or daddy stand-in analog representative, right? And those people are flawed from the get-go and should be avoided.
What if those people? What if it's not them that's driving the relationship? In other words, let's just say, for example,
I'm not claiming that everybody in a relationship that has an age disparity is that there is somebody like this in every relationship that has an age disparity. But the ones that are going out there specifically looking for these older guys or older gals, I don't have to worry about the ones looking for older gals. I have to worry about the ones looking for older guys. My wife is 2.5 years older than me, so I wouldn't call
only
that
you,
a big disparity.
For,
it would have been in high school, though.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's only true if you were looking for younger women. I mean, if you were looking for women in your own age, right?
I like looking at younger women. Well, I just understand.
I think that's true of generally most men.
That looking at them is, looking at them is fine, but when you start having to talk to them, it's irritating because they're dumb. Often.
I would say that that's generally true of most men, but what I'm saying is that if you were looking in your own age bracket or your own age category, then you wouldn't necessarily have to worry about the ones that are looking for older men.
Right.
In other words...
Well, so being married, I'm not looking for anything, but if I were looking, I can understand why people are looking for younger, because it's more attractive generally, but... there's a lot to be said for somebody who shares life experience when you can say, I remember that on the news or whatever from childhood, those kind of things. You have these touchstones, and that's meaningful. And I also think that there's just life experience that's
you also have to remember that,
replicated.
You also have to remember that sometimes one person is more the driver of a relationship than
sure,
the other. So
sure.
You don't, what one person is necessarily looking for isn't necessarily... In other words, somebody might say, well, you're a little old for me, but accept anyway. Accept and get into the relationship anyway. So it's not necessarily, you can't necessarily
just
say, one person is looking and the other person's not.
I'm not claiming that. But again, let me restate one more time. A person who is looking for someone who is older is in all likelihood flawed from the get-go and should be avoided because that is a big old problem.
That could be true, but maybe those people have had bad experiences with younger people and they figure they want to try somebody older because they might be more mature, might be, more...
Those bad experiences they had are likely what we call real life. And that real life isn't going to change when you get an older person. That the dynamic has to be superior and inferior. Someone who is looking for an inferior role, flawed. That's my statement. I'm sticking to it.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily
what the
person is
looking for. There are certainly mature young people out there, but and a few of them are looking for older people. So there is some small percentage of folks in this arrangement that are going to be everything's going to be fine. But life isn't easy. And if there is no easy way out, you're not going to if you're trying to solve your problems by dating, Like, you don't even understand the problem. you're writing answers on a page to problems you don't even understand. So that's what I'm talking about. And somebody who's in that situation should be avoided. When you see this, the lights should be flashing. Coupling yourself to that kind of is a bad idea. Don't do it. So that's my advice for all the people out there that haven't already coupled themselves to this kind of nonsense. So there you go.
Didn't you have stronger arguments against this, Ian? It seemed like when we were talking about this
before. Imagine they've been blown out of the water at this
point. Do you feel like you've been blown out of the water at this point?
Not necessarily. I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from, Mark. And, I mean, the science is what it is, but that doesn't mean that there aren't successful young and old couples all over the place. Who have done very, very well for a long time. I like to think about Mark Emery and his wife, Jody, who I forget how old he was when he met her, but she was in high school, and they're still together, and she stuck with him through 5 years in prison.
So. Yeah, referencing individual situations isn't really a particularly strong position. It's the last final bastion of those who wish to hold on to a point that has been destroyed. Yes, I can find an individual circumstance for everything, especially if I don't particularly know the people very well.
He is 59 and she is 32.
Right. Let's go to the phones here. Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just want to mention that, ever since the New Mexico got rid of the death penalty and the red light cameras, New Mexico have plummeted down to the ninth worst place to live. So our
Hold on. Are you saying you want the death penalty to come back?
Because
I gotta say,
basically, it sounds like what you're looking for is you're looking for the red light camera people to catch the people who are running red lights so that they can be executed.
That's what it sounds like.
No, our murder and crime and auto-related deaths have gone up. So, in other words, it makes it a worse place to live. We have dropped down to when you have all these auto fatalities.
Right, so if we had the cameras taking pictures of these people running the red lights, it would really deter them when you told them that they would get the death penalty.
No, they're not going to get the death penalty.
But should they?
But should they? Because if you combine these two things, you bring back the death penalty, and you have the cameras catching them, then you can kill them with the death penalty. That would really stop that would stop them from running the red lights, right?
Sarah, thanks for the call.
Hey, wait, do you know anything?
I got David Columbus on topic here. You know what she's going to do. She hasn't heard a government program she doesn't like. She
but
calls in every
new
single
information.
Time.
This was,
you're on Free Talk Live.
This was Hello? New information. David,
say it as fast
time.
As you can. 20 seconds.
Hey, guys. Real fast, I was actually talking about the psychology article.
Yeah,
say it. Quick.
So once again, real quick, I completely agree with it, and as a single man, there's absolutely no way I'm going to date someone more than 3 years younger, 3 years older.
Excellent. Thank you for the call, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Now we know Sarah supports the death penalty. That's new information.
It's not new. She called in with
that. That is new information.
With Daryl the other night.
All right, well, I was on live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.